Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, hello there, Katie.
Hey, Jack.
Hi. Hello to you. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Good.
You seem really overexcited.
I'm just really excited that we've made it this far. Hello.
To episode two.
So cross that finish line.
So this is a podcast all about, I was about to say all about learning. Make that sound like BBC Bite Size, remember that?
We are so BBC Bite Size.
We're not BBC Bite Size. So this is what we like to call a journey of self-improvement that doesn't involve giving up booze or dieting. So episode by episode, we're going to delve into a topic, going to learn all about it, and we're going to tell the other one...
Me.
Of us. About it. We're going to take it in turns and basically learn bloody loads.
As much as we can get into our craniums... I learned about craniums today.
Did you? That wasn't your topic, was it?
No, I just learned.
Just learn about craniums. Good.
It's good to know.
It's good to learn.
So last week, I learned all about the Oscars and relayed that information to you.
We all learned about it.
We learned so much. And then, Katie, we decided that you were going to learn about this.
Good spinach.
I didn't like that. I'm going to do it again.
Oh, that was better. That's a good
Ooh,
one.
Ooh, okay. I don't know if you're going to like this one.
Oh no, I can't see it. Let me, what is it?
You read that aloud?
Oh, sports and hobbies.
Ha 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 ha. It's funny because neither of us know anything about sport or hobbies. I don't know anything about hobbies, do you?
Apart from Netflix.
Netflix and chill.
No, just Netflix.
Just Netflix.
Not the chill.
Okay, immediately I'm going to say something because I don't know much about it and I should because I'm Welsh.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
Rugby.
You're joking.
Just like rugby in general, it's quite big.
No, rugby's too broad.
Okay, and there's two versions, I think. Rugby
yes, there is.
League and rugby union.
I mean, they're a much of muchness to me.
They are I'm going to say union because why not? That's the one.
They're two totally different sports.
Yeah, let's respect that, but I'm just going to say union. It could be harder, but who cares? How is that for you?
Surprisingly, I'm not your typical rugby gal, I would say.
No.
But I think there were actually a couple of times when I got called by maybe a relative or a friend like yourself. And I was like, no, I actually can't talk right now. I'm learning about rugby.
Yeah, you really got quite involved, like annoyingly involved in it. This is when, you know, for me, you were like, I knew that you were taking this podcast seriously, like to the level where I was like, oh, this is actually a thing. And maybe I should take it a bit more seriously.
Yeah.
Like, you were like annoying about it.
Well, should we get started?
Yeah,
I've
on that
loads.
Tone.
So, would you like some facts?
Since you researched so hard, yeah, I guess.
Okay, so let's start with this. When do you think rugby union turned professional?
With no prior knowledge, I would say 1950.
1995.
Oh, I was five.
You're five, yes.
5 years old.
Wouldn't think it's been your lifetime, would you? So,
no.
Note that one down, fact fans.
So, wait, hang on. Also... We've got the date, but what do you mean turn professional? What was it before?
Well, you wouldn't get paid for it necessarily.
Okay. I thought you meant like it was illegal.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I don't understand it.
I mean, playing conkers isn't professional, but it's not illegal.
Playing conkers!
Like, we do it all the time. The whistle... I've got another fact for you.
Mm.
The whistle...
Hit me with cold, hard facts, Katie.
Number two. The whistle used for the opening match at every World Cup is the one used by Welsh referee Gil Evans for an England-New Zealand match in 1905.
Well, it is the same whistle.
Over 100 years old. Rank.
Ew. Someone get the Corsadol on that.
And another fact, seven-a-side rugby is due to be included at the Rio Olympics 2016 for the first time since the 1920s.
Seven-a-side rugby? How many is it usually? Like 11?
Oh, well, it depends.
Oh, God. You have done your...
I'd know.
You'd know.
I'd know.
Of rugby.
Well, we're talking about rugby union today, and rugby union is quite different to rugby league, and that's the first thing we're going to be talking about.
Okay, so why is there two? That's annoying. That's already annoyed me. Why is there two?
So rugby union was the original one, and that originated in...
1905.
1823.
Yeah, sure.
When...
So close.
William Webb Ellis caught the ball when he was playing, we believe, football, and ran with it for a bit, basically. And he was a pupil at rugby school. And apparently, according to the internet, that's what the internet is going with. That's how rugby was invented.
In the said place, rugby?
In the rugby school.
So some guy was lazy and was like, I'm not kicking that. I'm going to run with it. I'll get lauded about and celebrated for being lazy.
I think he was just being a bit of a little pest, to be honest, and just ran with it. And which, I mean, that's apparently, according to the internet, that's how rugby was invented. And then fast forward about 80 years. Fast forward through all those years, it was well popular.
People love it.
People went mad for it, but there's a class divide at that point in history.
You'd know all about that, wouldn't you? Mrs. Posh Katie. For those who don't know Katie, she's a posh woman.
I'm not posh. There was a class divide.
You've got an avocado in your handle right now.
So by the end of the 19th century, there was a class divide. As it was originated by the upper classes.
Your lot.
But the north of England, they wanted to be able to get paid to play it because they had less money, but they used to take time off to play it.
Scroungers.
And that's rude. That's rude. That's uncalled for. And they needed to, time off to play, but that was against the rugby union rules.
So, what? One of the rules is like, you can't get paid for it.
You can't. It's against the rugby union rules of professionalism. Kind of uncouth. So in 1895, at the end of the... Hang on, is it the 18th century? Yes. Good.
No
19th century. Oh, God. 20 clubs from the north resigned from the union to form their own union, which became the Rugby League. So when you hear people talk about Rugby League and union, that's the one that branched off, Rugby League.
Oh, that makes sense. But what's the one like we watch now? Which is like the popular one? Union?
They're both very popular, but more internationally popular is union. It's a bigger sport. And rugby league has become a slightly different type of rugby. There are loads of differences. I won't bore you with those.
Sure.
But there are 13 players in league and 15 union, because you asked that earlier, didn't you?
I did.
Yes. The key difference between playing, though, is that union's a bit more stop-start, and then league is kind of more free-flowing. I think you'd be more league.
Free-flowing.
Free-flowing.
I'm so free-flowing.
You kind of free-flow too much for my liking sometimes. Mm. That's all I'm saying. Whatever. But yeah, union's bigger. Today we're talking mainly about union.
Cool.
Because it's my passion.
It's my newfound passion.
It's my newfound passion.
It's been my goal for 36 hours to be a rugby... You might be called upon to be like, you know, like a talking head.
Yeah, or maybe like the Georgie Thompson of rugby, that's fine.
Yeah, that.
We should probably talk about the Six Nations. It's a big deal.
It's a big deal. And actually, confession, I'm Welsh.
Confession, I'm Welsh.
No, but like...
This is my confession.
For my people...
I'm Welsh.
No, for my people, rugby's like a big deal.
For my people. Yeah, it is.
And my dad hates the fact that I don't really like it. Well, I'm not Does asked. He? But I do know about... The Six Nations is the one I pretend that I'm into because everyone likes it.
Is your dad a rugby dad?
Such a rugby dad. Like, a bit too much.
Ooh, strong words. So it's an annual rugby union, not league, competition dating back to the 1880s. And it originated with just four nations, England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales. You know them. And then France joined in 1910. And when did Italy join, Jack?
2000. Wow, really?
Would you believe? And that's only came six
what
nations.
What were they doing?
I know, what are they doing all that time?
Just making pasta and other stereotypical things.
Exactly. Playing Mario Kart. Is that an Italian thing?
He is a plumber.
Kind of. He's a plumber.
He's an Italian plumber, crucially. All plumbers are Italian.
Good to offend a whole country in the second podcast. And it takes place in February and March at the weekends each year. Sometimes a bit of April.
Just at the weekends, because they're not professional. They just like to do it as a hobby.
Exactly. Wow. Quite. And each team plays the other five once per season. And so they all kind of play each other at some point. It's not like the World Cup where it goes
It
up.
Goes in levels, okay.
Exactly. So then they get points.
Classic game.
Exactly.
Classic game scoring.
And then it's like whoever has the most points at the end. So the trophy is presented to the team who earned the most points during the season with 2 points for a win and 1 point for a drawn match. And there's so much to say about the Six Nations, honestly, but I will not bore you with any more information than that. That's kind of all you need to know.
Okay. Who's your favourite nation?
England. Mm. I'm English. Mm. And I'm a bit Irish and Scottish.
Oh,
so I definitely
please.
Should say Wales. Anyway, would you like to know about a notable case study? Because nothing's more exciting than the words case study in a fun podcast.
Like, you have delved so far into rugby that you've dug up a case study.
Case study makes it sound so much more boring than it actually is. So a notable year in the Five Nations, because Italy wasn't part of it then at this time, is 1973.
Why?
So each nation won their home matches.
Okay, that's interesting.
And therefore lost their two away matches.
Right.
So they all had the same number of points. So the championship was shared between all five teams. And there was no further tiebreak system applied. There is a tiebreak system now. Again, it's quite long. Not going to go into it. But there was no further tiebreak applied to the separate teams' finishing level. So the Five Nations finished in a five-way tie. And I kind of hope... 1973 wasn't that long ago. So I'm hoping there must be some pictures online of them all grabbing...
Oh, yeah, like sharing the trophy.
If we find one, we'll tweet it. I'd be more cleverer. I haven't found one yet, but if I manage to find one in the archives, I'll...
Dig deep, Kate. I mean, you've dug literally all of rugby.
I've dug rugby.
You've dug rugby.
I've dug the rugger. Ew.
Oh, you've sickened yourself.
Ew.
Move on.
So there you go. That's the Six Nations. Do you hear that, Jack?
What is that, Kay?
That is what we call the hacker.
Okay, this is another part of rugby that I do actually quite enjoy.
I know, we did this in dance once at school.
No, you didn't.
Year 7
what
dance.
What do you did it in dance?
Year 7 dance. I'll show you later the routine. Ew. So, the hacker is a traditional ancestral war cry, dance or challenge of the Maori people of New Zealand. And the New Zealand rugby union team, the All Blacks, perform the hacker at the start of each game. With precision and intensity, which underpin the All Blacks' approach.
This is a really good bit of rugby. This is the bit that... Because my attention span is quite little.
So when you see the 15 massive burly men doing the...
Like the
slapping their thighs.
Don't tell me you don't get turned on by that, Kay.
I mean, there's something for everyone there, isn't there?
There's something for literally everyone there.
That's what makes rugby the family sport.
Yeah. Yes.
Everyone, the kids can laugh at it.
Auntie Sharon really enjoys it because Uncle Mark's left her and she can get a bit of excitement.
Sure. That's the hacker for you. Check it out on YouTube. They're pretty great if you haven't seen one.
They're great. They're not a band, Kay.
Check
out Hacker on YouTube, guys. SoundCloud.com/hacker.
I think they're really going to do well this year. They're really, really good.
Their album's out next Monday.
So that's the lovely hacker for you.
It's really good. Actually, that is like, I was really looking forward to you talking to me about the hacker.
We're into just, it.
Yeah, I'm into
yeah.
it.
So how about we end the rugby union edition of Be More Cleverer with a lovely game?
Okay.
You like, oh my God, it's the most animated I've seen you all day. You just jumped up like a puppy.
I love a game.
Love a game. It's a well-loved format of true or false.
Okay. I'll deal with that.
All you have to really do, though, when I read these out, is remember which one's false. Because you don't want to take this knowledge to your pub chat or your mates and say, I listened to this podcast and they told me this and it's actually the false stuff. So, yeah, just keep that in mind, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah.
No guarantees.
So, true ou false, a try...
True ou false?
It's French. Ou is French for ou. Anyway, a try is called a try because originally crossing the line meant you could try for a kick at the goal.
Oh, true.
Correct.
Yes.
Got it straight away.
Yeah, that's the bit of rugby I also kind of get.
Good. Well done you. True or false? Number two. This is a biology question, by the way, I should say. The condition that occurs when the external portion of the ear suffers a blow, blood clot, or other collection of fluid resulting in swelling and deformity is called broccoli ear.
False. Cauliflower ear.
correct. You know your rugger.
My dad would be really proud right now.
I spent so long trying to think of an alternative to cauliflower, and all I could think of was broccoli.
Broccoli, the green alternative.
Most realistic thing that I could think of. And that happens a lot in rugby. Rugby players are
broccoli,
weird.
Sure.
Look, cauliflower ear is a thing. You see rugby players with rank ears, that is why. Lawrence Lalio, I think he's one. Or Phil Vickery, he's another one. Look at you, you impressed my knowledge of rugby players.
Yeah, I really am.
Yes. Okay, well, there you go. Cauliflower ear is a common condition if you play rugby lots. True or false, number three. Rugby balls were originally plum-shaped as they were made from pig bladders of that shape. Were they passing bladders? Oh, I didn't think I'd say that today.
Oh, like talking about Nana Joan again.
Ew.
I'm going to say...
What's your Nana Joan like?
I don't have a Nana Joan.
You lied.
I'm going to say that one's false. I don't think it was that old.
It's true.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So there you go.
Hygienic.
Gross. And our final true ooh false. I'm going to keep saying ooh.
Make me uncomfortable, but whatever.
Much like the New Zealand hacker that we were talking about earlier,
The
Canadian rugby team start their games with a caca, with lyrics praising their native beaver.
Oh, God, if that is true, I actually don't know. But if that is true, that's really annoying. But I actually like Canadians.
I actually like Canadians.
I'm gonna trust my instinct to say, no, that's false.
It is false.
Yes.
But wouldn't it be good if all this time they were doing a thing called a caca and it was about a beaver? Imagine it for a moment.
I would lose a lot of respect to my fellow friends, the Canadians.
On that note, that's rugby union for you.
Yay! I actually really like that, Katie.
Thanks.
I feel like, do you know what? And I think this is what's really good about this podcast is if sometimes you doubt yourself, like I felt like
this sounds motivational. I don't think
no,
I like.
No, I'm gonna turn away. But like, I just think that it's also good for reaffirming the stuff that you might have already.
Yes.
Like you'll take so much stuff in. I think like everyone does that online or whatever, and to have it just told back to you by another human person.
Yeah.
Kind of reaffirms that it's actually true, which is good. Girl did good.
Thanks, Henny. I'm an encyclopedia of rugby union knowledge. Just don't ask me too much about league, because I only know about its roots.
She's a purist.
What?
That, because you said you don't know about its roots.
Oh, okay. Fine. I'll take that.
That'll make sense.
I'm a rugby purist. So, do we need to talk about what you are going to be studying next week? Because it's your turn, Sonny.
Yes. Okay. Pass me the wheel.
I'm learning that it's kind of a treat to be the one that gets to spin.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a welcome reward at the end.
The prize for hard knowledge.
I should do a little spin then.
Spin the wheel. You can't spin for toffee.
I know. It's really bad, isn't it? Did you hear that, Jack?
I did. What did it land on? Pray tell.
It landed on events.
Events in history and time.
Exactly. So, oh, this is like, I mean, I'm going to have a field day with this, really, because...
Oh, yeah. I don't know what you know about history.
There's so much for me to choose from.
There literally couldn't be more.
Actually, I'm just going to go straight in, because I could think about this for ages.
Okay.
And there's one person, which I always feel like I should know more about. We should all probably know a lot about.
Lead with your heart, honey.
I'm going to go with Winston Churchill. I want you to tell me all about the life and times of Winston Churchill in 15 minutes.
This is close to my heart because when I was born, my parents said that I looked like Winston Churchill for 2 years of my life. They were like, he's a spitting image of Winston Churchill. Like, fine, 2 months, 2 years to still be like, oh, still the here's Churchy.
Here's Churchill. No,
so
not.
So yeah, so with that in mind, I'm going to go and learn all about that from now.
Okay. I mean, that's exciting.
See you later.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bing.
We should also say that if you've got a topic that you feel like you want to know loads about but you can't really be bothered to look it up yourself or learn loads about, this is what we're here for. Now, I suppose, we're a service to the public. So, if you want to send in a topic for our consideration, you could tweet us at BeMoreCleverer or email us at BeMoreCleverer@gmail.com. Not .co.uk, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Het leukste cadeau voor de decembermaand komt van Apple en KPN. Want de iPad heeft KPN nu voor maar €379. Appeltje KPN dus. Ga snel naar de KPN-winkel en je hebt hem direct in huis. En dat is dan weer appeltje eitje.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.